Alright folks, welcome back to Stress Makes Soldiers. Your daily dose of real talk about navigating life's challenges and coming out on top. Today, we're diving deep into something super important: building resilience in the face of adversity. Because let's be real, life throws curveballs. We all experience setbacks, disappointments, even downright gut punches sometimes. It's how we respond to those challenges that truly defines us. Ever felt like you were hit by a truck and just couldn't get back up? You know that feeling when everything seems stacked against you, and you're not sure if you have the strength to keep going? Well, guess what? Resilience isn't about being some superhuman who never feels down. It's about having the mental and emotional muscle to bounce back from those blows stronger than ever before. Think of it like this. Life is a roller coaster. There are exhilarating highs and stomach-dropping lows. But the truly amazing riders aren't the ones who avoid the drops altogether. They're the ones who hold on tight, embrace the twists and turns, and come out grinning ear to ear at the end. So, how do we build that resilience muscle? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you become a master of bouncing back. 1. Reframe your perspective. Instead of viewing setbacks as failures, see them as opportunities for growth. Every challenge is a chance to learn something new about yourself and develop valuable coping mechanisms. Remember, even the most successful people have faced countless obstacles along the way. It's not about avoiding challenges, it's about how you approach them. Think about Thomas Edison. He famously said, "I haven't failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." That's reframing. Instead of getting bogged down by failures, he saw each attempt as a step closer to his ultimate goal. 2. Cultivate a growth mindset. Embrace the idea that you can always learn and improve. Don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone and try new things, even if they seem daunting. Remember, growth often happens outside our familiar territory. Think of it like learning a new language. It takes time, effort, and sometimes frustration. But with each new word you learn and each conversation you have, you're growing and expanding your world. 3. Practice self-care. Taking care of your physical and mental health is crucial for building resilience. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating nutritious foods, exercising regularly, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. Remember, a healthy mind and body are the foundation for weathering any storm. Think about it like this. Your body and mind are your most valuable assets. Just like you wouldn't neglect a high-performance car, you need to fuel and maintain your well-being to run at your best. 4. Build strong connections. Having a supportive network of friends and family can make all the difference in times of stress. Lean on loved ones for emotional support, advice, or simply a listening ear. Remember, you don't have to go through challenges alone. Think about a time when you were facing a tough situation. Who came to your rescue? Maybe it was a friend who offered words of encouragement, a family member who provided practical help, or even a stranger who shared their own story of overcoming adversity. These connections can be lifelines during difficult times. 5. Celebrate small victories. Acknowledge and celebrate your achievements, begin small. Every step forward is a victory worth recognizing. It helps build momentum and keeps you motivated on the path to resilience. Remember that time you finally finished that project you'd been putting off. Or when you overcame a fear and tried something new. Those moments are victories worth celebrating. They fuel your belief in yourself and show you what you're capable of. Speaking of real-world examples, let me share a quick story. I used to be terrified of public speaking. The thought of getting up in front of an audience made my palms sweat and my heart race. But instead of avoiding it altogether, I decided to face my fear head-on. I started by joining a Toastmasters club and practicing regularly. It was uncomfortable at first, but with each speech, I gained confidence and learned valuable skills. Now, public speaking is something I actually enjoy. The point is, you don't have to be perfect or even comfortable. Just take that first step, keep learning, and celebrate every victory along the way. Remember folks, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. It's about continuously learning, growing, and adapting to the challenges life throws your way. So embrace those curveballs, learn from your setbacks, and never underestimate your own strength and capacity to bounce back stronger than ever before. You got this. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little resilience boost. Together, let's inspire each other to face adversity head-on and come out on top. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep pushing forward.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.